How does one become truly tahor? In Parshas Chukas, we have obviously the most enigmatic mitzvah in the entire Torah, Zos Chukas, the Torah, the paradigm of all chukim, mitzvahs, which we have a difficult time to understand, and that is of the Parah Aduma. And the Torah explains at length the process of preparing the ashes for the Parah Aduma, and then the process in which a person who comes into contact with the Aviyavos of Tumah, Tumas Meis, how he goes through the purification process in order that he could truly become Tahor. And the climax, the end goal of this entire process is when the Kohen is going to sprinkle the ashes of the Parah Aduma on that individual, and hopefully that will bring about a certain amount of Tahara purification. However, there's some certain steps which go along the way before this individual became impure that he must make sure that he completes in order to achieve that desired result. And one of them has to do with going to the mikvah. As the Torah tells us, V'izah Torah al tamei b'yom ha-shishi b'yom ha-shvi, v'chibes b'gadav v'rachatz b'mayim v'tar b'aref, that a person must go to the mikvah at some point in the process if he wants to truly become pure. And there's a big dispute in the Rishonim exactly what place and where is mikvah in the process of this individual becoming pure. But Tosfos says something very interesting in Masechet Shabbos. Tosfos explains that the purpose of the mikvah, that a person must go to the mikvah prior to receiving the sprinkling of the ashes of the Parah Aduma. Why? Lekabel hazah, in order to be mekabel, in order to receive properly the sprinkling of the Parah Aduma. As if to say that it's a prerequisite, it's a preparation in order for the ashes of the Parah Aduma to do their thing, to bring about purity, a person must go to the process of going to the mikvah first. And therefore, on the third day, when there is one sprinkling of the ashes, as well as on the seventh day, a person is obligated to go to the mikvah prior to the sprinkling of the ashes. What is this yesod that Tosfos is telling us? Why is it required before a person gets sprinkled with the ashes of the Parah Aduma? According to other Rishonim, the order doesn't really make a difference. The Rambam, for example, seems to imply that a person can go to the mikvah even after they received the sprinkling of the ashes on themselves. So why is it necessary to have it before? And I think the Yesod HaDavar is very important. While it's true that the Parah Aduma, which is this quintessential chok, which represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to grant purity to individuals, to grant tahara, and most of that process, the person who is undergoing that purification process is very passive, because it's Hashem who's bringing about the purification, and it's the Kohen who is the shliach of Hashem who is sprinkling the ashes of the Parah Aduma on the impure person, and that brings about the tahara. However, the yesod of going to the mikvah before is that if a person truly wants to become pure, while it's true it's ultimately in the hands of the Ribono Shel Olam, a person also must put in their own hishtadlus. A person must prepare themselves for that tahara. A person must desire that tahara. And that's represented by going to the mikvah before the sprinkling of the ashes. And that's why the mikvah is so necessary as a prerequisite, because it opens up that individual. It shows the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this person wants to become tahor. And once a person opens up his heart for that tahara, then the hazos, the sprinkling of the Parah Aduma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to bring about that purity which is so needed and necessary. Mirza Hashem, we should take this yesod going forward, especially as unfortunately the 3 weeks seemingly are quickly approaching and we're going to have to start thinking about the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. That if we want to truly achieve purity and tahara, if we want the ability to have the Parah Aduma in the future, a prerequisite for that is us going to the mikvah, metaphorically speaking. We must undergo a process of desiring tahara, desiring a Kadosh Baruch Hu to come into our lives and infuse it with Kedusha, and hopefully by doing so, we'll be zocha to have the actual sprinkling of the Parah Aduma, and Mirtz Hashem, b'mehera v'yameinu.